far reaches of the galaxy Andromeda, a band of fugitives flee, chased from their planet by a gang of vigilantes. Giving their pursuers the slip, they enter our solar system and drop an operative off on the third planet from the star which generates the light for that system, the planet Earth. Being spotted by their pursuers, they flee before getting a chance to retrieve him. Quickly losing the pursuers, they return and land on what is called North America, in a kingdom called the United States, just outside a city called Milwaukee.
Vator, this is Ket calling. Vator, this is Ket calling. Come in. Ket, this is Vator. Transmission loud and clear. Where are you? Over. We are in the liquid substance just outside what the native beings call Milwaukee. Where are you transmitting from? Over. I'm about 3 gulps from the liquid in the heart of Milwaukee, and I have some very important information for you. Over. Don't discuss it now. Our messages might be intercepted. Follow the tracer beam back to the ship. Over. Roger, Ket. Over and out.
Let's hope Vator gets back quickly. Suze is still searching for us, and won't give up easily. What are you doing, Eseth?
In looking outside the viewplate, Kent, at the bottom of this liquid there are many beings like us. They're approximately 2 macro-gorillas long, quite similar to us. It seems, however, that they are dormant. I can get no response of any kind. Quite unusual. If you ask me...
Ket, Vator is back and seems very excited.
Ket, I've got the answer to our problem. We can stay here and hide in Milwaukee.
What do you mean, Vator? Stay in Milwaukee? It's too dangerous. Why, with all those aliens about, they're sure to discover us.
But no, Ket, we can eliminate the dominant form and the others are not dangerous to us.
What have you found out, Vator?
I've been in Milwaukee for only 4 tooks, but in that short time I found out how to eliminate the major species there. As I hit about, I saw them go into a very special place within their structures. My guess is that they're generating plants where they go to recharge themselves. I don't know the language yet. It's accomplished by some sort of sound waves, but the beings there call it rest room. They seem in a hurry to enter it, and when they emerge, they seem more animate, more full of energy.
But we've picked up no energy emissions from these places you talk of. What is their source of energy, Vator?
It seems that these beings emit a substance from themselves. I don't know, the substance must drain energy from them.
Perhaps we should investigate this further, Vator.
We haven't time, Ket. Suze is sure to find us here shortly. With our vehicle in Milwaukee, we could hide it in one of the structures. Suze's tracers can't locate us there.
You're right. The liquid we're in does not reflect the tracer's rays very well. All right, then. Park, start working on it right away.
Right away, sir.
So the aliens conspired to destroy all the restrooms. They left replicas of toilet tissue, which in reality were powerful explosive devices, in every restroom in the city. But as fate would have it, Lady Luck smiled on our planet Earth that day.
Vator, the devices are ready. How long do you think it will take until these beings are dead?
On the basis of my observations, Ket, the aliens should collapse within 6 tooks. They need to visit their restrooms every 2 tooks or so, and I'll give them 3 times that amount before their energy supply is totally depleted.
Good, very good. After Milwaukee is ours, and Suze has given up, we can work on controlling the rest of this land.
Ket, Suze has found us!
What? What has happened? Oh my gosh, Eseth!
Yeah, the tracers found us!
So life continued in the fair city of Milwaukee, as the residents went about their daily business, oblivious to the danger they had all been in. Milwaukee and the Earth had been saved. Saved by aliens from another galaxy. Our thanks to those aliens for preventing what could have been a very messy situation.